Broadway honored its own last night, giving out the annual Tony Awards. This ceremony almost did not take place because of the Hollywood writers' strike, but the Writers Guild of America let the awards go ahead so long as the presenters worked on stage without a written script. So the stars gathered at the United Palace, one of those ornate old movie houses that's now a stage. Jeff London covers Broadway and is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did this unscripted ceremony go?
Well, I think it went pretty smoothly. The producers dealt with the issue up front. The show started with a shot of a script, and host Ariana DeBose opened it, and the pages were blank. So she turned, and a bunch of dancers did a number without any words, which went from the theater's lobby through the aisles and onto the stage.
Wow.
And she made jokes about it in her presumably unscripted opening monologue.
I am live and unscripted. You're welcome. So to anyone who
and at various points, winners mentioned the writer's strike, like Miriam Silverman, who won Best Featured Actress in the play The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window.
My parents raised me to believe in the power of labor and workers being compensated and treated fairly, and we stand with the WGA in solidarity. Thank you very much.
Okay, so no script, but there were awards. Was there a big winner?
Yes. The quirky small musical Kimberly Akimbo took home 5 awards, including the most important, Best Musical. It could help a show which has been doing decent business but not selling out. Here's Victoria Clark, who plays the title role and won the Best Actress Tony Award.
I like the way you see the world. I like your point of view. A little sly, a little strange, a little bit askew. I like the way you look at life.
Here's another theme that I noticed. 2 different shows that deal with anti-Semitism won.
Yes, Leopoldstadt, Tom Stoppard's semi-autobiographical play, won 4 awards. It's set in Vienna over a half century and looks at a large assimilated Jewish family that's annihilated by the Nazis. And the musical Parade won Best Revival and Best Director. It's based on a real story about a Jewish man accused of murdering a teenage girl in Georgia in 1913. He was then lynched by a mob 2 years later. So tough material. But its writers won Tony Awards 25 years ago when it debuted.
Were there any firsts last night?
Yes. For the first time ever, 2 non-binary actors were nominated for Tonys, and they both won. J. Harrison G. of the musical Some Like It Hot took Best Actor, and Alex Newell won Best Featured Actor in the musical Shucked. They play a female character. Here's a bit of Newell's acceptance speech.
Thank you for seeing me, Broadway. I should not be up here as a queer, non-binary, fat, black, little baby from Massachusetts.
Nevertheless, they are up there. So was it a good year for the Tonys?
I think it was something of a comeback for an industry that's really been hurting because of the pandemic. It's not out of the woods yet. Audiences are returning, but not in pre-pandemic numbers. So the ceremony was a good way for people across the country to sample some of the shows they're currently playing on Broadway.
That's Jeff London. Thanks so much.
Thank you.